I knew a man who smoked a pipe for about 40 years. He always had a bent right in his teeth. There's a little round place here, a little round place in the bottom. He'd just fit it right in there and he'd go all day long.
Yeah, that pipe stem wore that in there.
Yeah. I don't know how many times he had to buy a new pipe. Probably not as often as I do. I tuck mine over to the side and I'd bite them. But I like them.
Yeah. I do too. That's still the best smoke there is.
Well, it's cheaper than cigarettes. Did your mother ever take batter and put it in a skillet and cook it in the morning? So you come out with those cakes.
Hot cakes?
Yeah.
That's what we call them. They call them, I believe they call them Monday pancakes.
They're flapjacks.
Flapjacks.
Do you use cornmeal in those?
No. Well, I've seen them cooked with cornmeal.
Yeah, I have too, but most of them are flour.
What did your mother put in her bread to make it rise?
Well, first started out, I recollect, was soda. And then come along, got to put in soda and baking powders too.
Mm-hmm. That light bread used yeast.
Yeah.
Where'd she get that?
What?
They made it, the old women did somewhere, didn't they, Tom?
Yeah, that yeast, yeah, they done that.
Now you go to the store and buy it.
Keep it in a jar, or?
No. It's dry. They'd go and buy them a little square cakes. You ever see them squares of oleo we had for dinner?
Yeah.
Well, they're just about the size of them, just a little bigger, but it's about twice as thick. You'd buy a package of them about so high. And put in, if you want to make a big batch, you'd put in two and sometimes three of them cakes. It takes a long time for it to rise up, though. You'd have to set it up today before you get ready to cook tomorrow for dinner. Hurry up a little. And you'd have to get Mother to hurry up a little if she got them rolls out ready for dinner tomorrow, for that butter sure be good.
Did she ever put eggs in these? Egg mix, put eggs in
no,
the bread?
No, they did them pancakes, flapjacks.
What parts of the egg did she use?
The whole thing.
The center part?
Yeah.
What did
she? The white too. Of course, I said the whole thing didn't mean the shell.
Yeah. Give it a little body, huh? Surprises. What, did you call the yellow part anything else?
Yolk. Mm-hmm.
How else did your mother cook, use eggs? Did she put them in water for you and cook them that way?
She sometimes boil them.
It's pretty hard to beat them boiled eggs and salt and pepper.
Boiled in the way you want
them. She ever?
Man, they've got what nowadays they're boiling, hard boiling, you know, and then cut them open, have them, and then rake that yellow out, and then work it all up and kind of mix it up. The dough wouldn't make a dough; it's crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that then seasoned up with a little bit of green. Stuff in what we call devil eggs.
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
They're a little fit to eat, all right.
When you were sick, did your mother ever take an egg and break it in boiling water?
Poach it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's certainly good when your stomach is upset.
Yeah. I never did learn to like them, though.
I don't know, I learned in the last 5 or 6 years. I kind of like them that way. You got to be careful not to cook them too long. It's a good deal like eating linoleum. Like those hotcakes, if they're cooked enough, you know they're going to stick to your ribs if you can just get them down that far.